A lot of those films and a lot of those documentaries that have been done, they mean well, but ultimately I don't think they affect people very much. And I wanted to do something very creative that really brought this issue home. So I wrote this story, again, from, as you said, a child's perspective. And it is a fairy tale because essentially what happens is this little 10-year-old Marshallese girl changes the way the entire world thinks about climate change. And I think that's almost what has to happen. I mean, it's such a bleak situation for us, for a lot of us here, as we see what's happening. And we just don't see a lot of world participation in trying to help us with the situation. So a lot of that went into the creativity of the story.
So is this really about tapping into people's emotions, and particularly those emotions, I guess, of the decision makers, in a way that perhaps hasn't been tried before?
Exactly. Within this film, you see a lot of beauty of the Marshall Islands. You see a lot of people, you know, the way they feel about their islands. They're caring. And the unique thing about this film is, even though it is a fairy tale and it is fiction, I weave into the story. I mean, I actually filmed when the king tides were here, coming up over seawalls, washing into people's yards. We have pictures of and film of people running to buses when the waves are coming into their yard. We have graveyards that are washed out on sea with the waves lapping over them. I mean, it's really poignant. You can really see that this is happening. It's not something that's, you know, if you're in Colorado and you don't care about it, I think when you watch this film, you'll see and you'll think, my God, this is actually happening to those people.
Which raises an interesting point, because, as you say, the film is a fairy tale. People watching the film, particularly those who are not familiar with the plight of Marshall Islands, they will presumably look at those scenes and assume that they were created for the film rather than, as you say, actually being the reality of what is happening there. So there's a strange mix going on here.
Well, I don't think they'll think that, because when you see these, I don't think even Hollywood could create these scenes with all the garbage and the waves coming up over the walls and the great, you can't create ancient gravestones lying on the sea, on the reef with the waves coming in. Those scenes are very intense, and I don't have the money to make up those scenes. We're a very low budget production, and I just think the idea of the fairy tale part is, this is something we wish would happen, that we wish people would see this and they would change their ways, and suddenly we wouldn't have to worry about being consumed by the seas.
What response did you get from those that have seen the film so far? As I mentioned, more than 1,000, I believe, saw the movie at its opening. What were they saying afterwards?
Well, the really unique thing about this film that I have to mention is, it's not just us making a film. We have a lot of Marshallese artists in there. For example, the music is done by Les Angelov, who's a very good musician, and he did this beautiful song just for this film about how people care and about their islands. And it's just a gorgeous song. So when a Marshall Islander watches this and sees these beautiful songs in Marshallese, you have Kathy Jetnell Kishner. She does an amazing poem in the film called Tell Them. She's the one that read the poem before the United Nations a few weeks back, and we're really honored to have her in the film. And we have several other Marshallese, Lonnie Retuck, singing music in there. So when a Marshallese person watches this, it really goes right to their heart. And I think that's what caused so many people to come. We were only going to show it one weekend, and the response was so overwhelming. We have to do 6 more shows this coming weekend. So there was it really strikes a chord, I think, with Marshallese. In a sense, you know, they're being told over and over again these seas are rising, and they get the feeling sometimes of hopelessness. And in this film, I think we kind of win. You know, we do change the way the world thinks, and everything works out good in the end. And, you know, it's just a feel-good sort of film, I think, for Marshallese. But at the same time, it really drives home what they have and the beauty of this place.
You mentioned the role of Kathy Jetnell Kitchener in the film, and as you pointed out, her poem pretty much brought the house down at the UN just a few weeks ago at the Climate Change Summit. Was that an indication to you that you're on the right lines here in terms of tapping into people's emotions, that this is the way to go? If you can reach people's hearts, perhaps you can change their minds.
Well, I am probably the only one that was not surprised by that reaction. I filmed Kathy this poem over a year ago, and we did it in a really unique way. We did it on the beach, under a beautiful breadfruit tree, and she just has an incredible delivery. So when it brought the house down to UN, I'm sure I am the only one that wasn't surprised. And I think what you have to do, it's like we're creating like this army of people out here that have to go out into the world and tell them about the situation here and make them really feel it and make them understand that this is a really big problem here. And Kathy is, you know, she's the general, I think, at this point. She's an amazing individual.